You are listening to I Got Your Six podcast with host Dr. J.R. Bell, and now news in review.
Hey, this is your one and only hood professor, Dr. Emetrius J.R. Bell. This is the news in review for this week ending Friday, April 5th. I wanted to let everybody know what's going on over the Easter weekend. I want to tell you what's going on in the news over the Easter weekend in Southern California, near L.A., up in the San Bernardino Valley. I think it's in California. They had a huge, massive break-in. And the break-in where they had a money storage place where they store money. And where they store money, someone broke in this building on the side of this building and took $30 million. The U.S. Treasury Department and the FBI is investigating because they're trying to find out what happened. Reports stated that local news reported that when they came in on Monday, they noticed there was a hole in the building. And they're reviewing camera footage to see what is going on. What is going on with that building? They said $30 million was stolen. They said this is the largest heist that they've ever seen. What's going on? Ever seen. Largest heist that they've seen in years. Stole an excessive $30 million. They're not sure if it's $30 million, but they're estimating about $30 million worth of material that has been going on. Yes, that is what they said. And they are now looking to find out what's going on and who are the culprits or group or people. A lot of people are speculating that it is probably they think it's some kind of militaristic group that did it because they calculated. And also they're speculating, allegedly they're thinking it might be an inside job. They're not sure. But in that news, they reported $30 million was stolen from this building. Wanted to let y'all know about that. Also want to let you know in the news, the weather has been really chaotic. In the northeastern area, heavy rain, heavy snow areas. In the southern state area, rain has been coming out. Also, high tornadoes, high winds, rain. In this area, this is April. We are now in the season of the high winds, high weather. This is what you call the weather season for Tornado Alley. In certain areas, like in the Midwest, high tornadoes, high vortex and stuff, wall clouds. This is where people now, if you are in the areas of Tornado Alley, along that area, please listen carefully. If you're listening, please be careful. Listen to your local news because your local news will tell you what's going on. And they will also prepare you, get ready, because this is the time where the weather is going to be changing. And also in Southern California, weather's been pretty balmy, kind of mild, raining in certain areas, snow in the northern areas up in near the Sierra Nevada areas. So for you, for those people in those areas, please be leery and be careful. If you're up near Truckee, California, please be careful out there. Have your snow tires and snow chains on and stuff. And for all other people, just be leery. Also in the news, what's going on is Donald J. Trump has won, along with Joseph R. Biden. They have won. They have won their prospective state. They won their things in their prospective state areas. This is a crucial time right now. This is also the season to be leery and the season to be weary and get ready, because now there are two parties, but there's also been a disruptor. That's right. A Kennedy is now running as an independent. A Kennedy is running as an independent. So now he's about to disrupt everything. I've seen a lot of his ads on social media. He's asking people questions. Why pick the two party when you could pick an outside party? If you don't trust Donald J. Trump or don't trust the current president, President Joseph R. Biden, as well as Vice President Kamala Harris, they're saying that this is the time that you need to get ready and also be leery. He's also challenging the status quo by telling people, vote for me, showing people that I am the different party, that my party is different. He is an independent, meaning that he's running on his own party. He's raising money. And so now there is, before, like I said, there was two parties. Now there is three. But, not to tell you, there are more people running for president of the United States. A lot of people don't realize there are more people running. We just don't hear about them because they're not polarizing. There's a lot of people that are running, but they're not polarizing. So we don't know who's who is going to be the one when it comes to November, Super November, when it comes to voting in November. I'm here to tell you right now, if I were you, be on the lookout, choose your conscience, because you never know who's going to be the one. I just can't wait till they start having their town hall meetings and they're having their debates, where all of them will come together. The Democrats, the Republican, and the Independent is going to have a nice sit down where they're going to talk about the issues and stuff. But remember, when you start picking people, you got to pick someone that aligns with what you believe in and your views. That's what I tell you to pick. Don't just pick someone because, oh, well, he was the president before, or this person says this. Look at the issues. Look at all the issues. Look at everything that's going on. Waiver your options. Decide who you want to pick, and you make that decision. Doesn't matter. You could be a Republican, and if you don't like the Republican person, you can vote Democrat. That's the new progressive Republicans are doing, and progressive Democrats are doing. Because the same thing that happened the last time when former President Barack Obama was running as a president the very first time, a lot of people who were Republican voted Democrat. Reason being, because they wanted a person of color to be in the White House, and they got it. So this is your time, your choices that you need to do, things that you need to get a hold of, and things that you need to see and decide on who your choices are. Those are things that you need to be on the leery of. Also, in the news, what's going on right now in the news? In the news, this is right here is entertainment that I want you to talk about. I want to tell you right now. Sean P. Diddy Combs has been hammered. The Homeland Department of Homeland Security, as well as the U.S. Marshals, the FBI, and all these different agencies raided his house. One in Florida, the one in L.A. His son, now people are saying his son has nothing to do with it. They're just trying to think. I think they're doing this deflection of what's going on. My opinion, this is where I say it's my opinion. I think they're trying to figure out what's going on. Why are they hitting Sean Diddy Combs? Now there's so many people that are coming forward are talking about what he has done in the past. Before, not one person would talk about what he did. Nobody said anything about him. Well, nobody but the music industry. Because if you was in Hollywood music industry, you knew what he did, the parties he threw, the things that he did. A lot of people talked about those things that he's done and those industries and stuff like that. A lot of people knew about it, but they never said anything because they were afraid. Now, because his house has been raided, a lot of people have been talking. We don't know, because I'm going to say it like this. He has not been found guilty. But in the court of public opinion, he looks guilty. Now they're saying sex trafficking. And when they think of sex trafficking, people think of minors. Because that's when they talk about what happened with Usher Raymond, allegedly. And what happened with Justin Bieber, allegedly. I always have to say allegedly because you got to say that because you can't just go out and say, I believe and I got facts. No, it's always allegedly because what happens, happens. The same thing, this is what I'm going to tell you, that it's like comes full circle. The same thing that happened to Sean Diddy Combs, it's the same thing that happened with the great legend, Michael Jackson. the great Michael Jackson. Remember, a lot of things happened with him. I'm just telling y'all, this is things that are going on that the same thing happened with Michael Jackson. When they came and they got a hold of him and they started seeing all these things about him with these kids and stuff and Jesus juice and people were talking really bad about Michael Jackson. They were making him look like he was a bad person. Come to find out, everything, after all the things that happened with Michael Jackson, this is what happened with MJ. Come to find out, after everything, he died and everything, they did the investigation, none of it was true. But in the court of public opinion, he looked guilty. Seriously, he looked guilty. Now, same thing with Sean Combs. Sean Combs, right now, he looks guilty. Even talked about with 50 Cent and a lot of these other famous people are coming out talking about him. And they're saying that, well, Diddy, well, these famous people went to his party. They even talking about the great famous televangelist, mega guru, Bishop T.D. Jakes hung out at some of his parties and stuff. Well, he was there getting donations. And people were saying that, why would you go there knowingly that you knew the things that go on there? And they say, well, he was just there getting donations for his church. Here's my thing. The optics look bad. That's all I'm going to put. I'm going to put it out like that. The optics look really, really bad. And it made it look bad. But, hey, whether he's guilty or innocent, we will never know. No one will ever know whether he's guilty or innocent. The only thing we do know is that it happened. And there's videos. There's videos of Sean Combs talking about, ooh, daddy, I like what you're wearing, daddy. Even Curtis 50 Cent Jackson even said what happened about how Sean Diddy Combs asked him, I want to take you shopping. He says, I got my own money. I can take my own self shopping. But a lot of people were speculating. Sean Combs was like, I don't know what's going on. People were speculating about what the things that are happening and stuff. So what I'm going to say it like this, and I'm going to keep it in a way to where y'all can understand, it looks bad, but he's not found guilty yet. Same thing that happened with Jeffrey Epstein. The man was charged, but here's the problem. I'm going to keep this because I always want to know, how does a man hang himself when he's on suicide watch? Somebody did something there. Think about that. Just saying, I'm not against it. I believe a victim before I believe the person. But sometimes victims do lie. That's a proven fact. How do I know? Because I'm going to tell you how do I know is because I have a relative of mine. One of my relatives was charged. And this woman charged said that he did some heinous things to her. Come to find out, when he found out, he ended up going to jail. She ended up recanting her story saying she lied because she didn't want to get in trouble with her family. Now, my cousin, on the other hand, he is now on the registry because once you get on that registry, as a sex offender, it's hard to get off that registry. They cannot get you off that registry. So now he's on that thing for life, even though he is innocent. It happens. Sometimes it happens. I tell everybody, just be leery. And also, in the news, I want to tell you this right here in the news. In the news, what's going on right now, think about this. It is coming up. Think about the teams that you're picking on football and stuff and everything that's going on. Think about what's going on with the football and things like that. Hey, football season's coming up. Whatever team you pick, think about it. Your team might be the one. Last year, it was the Kansas City Chiefs. They won. I heard a rumor that Kansas City might be leaving. I don't know if that's true or not. But I will keep you up informed because I'm going to do my homework and go look. Because I haven't filed it yet, but I'm going to find out. Heard about Kansas City, think about moving that team from Kansas City. Wonder why? Because they're probably looking for a new stadium. Everybody's always looking for a new stadium. And that's something that every city wants. They want to build a new complex and stuff. Spend a lot of money on whatever they're doing. I'm just here to tell you right now, if it is true, oh, I'm sorry to say that. I'm a diehard Kansas City fan. I love Kansas City Chiefs because I'm from Kansas City. That's why I like the Chiefs. I'm an old school Chiefs fan. But, hey, it happens, it happens. Will I still support the team? Yeah, I don't know. If they move to, like, say, St. Louis, I don't know. St. Louis Chiefs, that don't sound right. But, like the Cards, when the St. Louis Cards football team left and went to Arizona, now they're called the Arizona Cards. Hey, you never know. Or if the Chiefs move to, like, say, Oklahoma. Oklahoma Chiefs. That's, might have a good ring to it. No, never know. Oklahoma can hold a good football team. There are certain places that can hold a good football team. I know one place that can hold a really good football team. That would be Salt Lake City. Salt Lake City can hold a good football team. Reason being, they had a basketball team. Utah Jazz. Utah can hold a good team. I wouldn't think of Nevada. Phoenix. Nope, they got the Cards. So that covers them. Arizona covers all of them. I could say a state that can hold a good football team, Nebraska. Nebraska can hold a good football team. Yes, Kansas can hold a good football team. Even though their college is the most dominant thing, they can hold a football team. Kansas can't. Even though the Chiefs are in Missouri, they can put them over, they can build a stadium in Kansas and you can still be called the Kansas City Chiefs. You never know. You know, it just happens. That's how it goes. If that's true, I will let you know because, hey, I don't know yet. But I also want to let you know what's going on. Hey, in the stock market, stocks are doing pretty good. Certain stocks are going up. A lot of people are focusing on what's going on with the company Big Bear AI. That company is supposed to be doing really good. Also, Nikola Corporation, the hydroelectric company that makes the trucks, they're thinking, a lot of people are speculating that they may be merging with another company and their stocks may be going up. Their stocks did peak this week at a dollar, but then it dropped. So it's kind of like, it's like an up and down yo-yo, depending on what you're looking at. The stocks are doing pretty good. Also, what's going on in Coachella? Guess who's headlining in Coachella? One of the headliners in Coachella is Ice Spice. She's headlining Coachella. Do you know, remember this? Here's something you probably didn't know. Coachella used to be an independent party place where people who are independent, who are indie, will go, get on stage. People can listen to their music and stuff before they get famous and stuff. But now, Coachella is nothing but famous people getting on stage. And a lot of these famous people that are at Coachella are getting paid. Yes, they're making a lot of money. Yes. Beyonce was there. Ye was there. Here's something that I did not know. And I just started doing my own. I started doing all my research on this one. When I was looking up stuff about Ye, a lot of people were saying about what's going on with Kanye and stuff, with Ye and stuff, that Ye was, they said he's saying he's bipolar, he's on his meds, and he's married. But his wife, Ye's been making his wife do things that other people be like, what, that's cray cray. But hey, just letting y'all know. Now, the thing that happened, I'm gonna go back a little bit with Diddy. Now, TMZ broke the story about Diddy and stuff. TMZ got the story. A lot of people have been, you know, because TMZ pays money for story, what's going on and stuff. Now, I'm going to check when it comes to the Kansas City Chiefs. I'm going to look up the Bleacher Report and see if it's true. Because if it is true, the Bleacher Report will have it posted. That's something I'm going to look at. I'm going to check it out. And check out with the Bleacher Report to see if Kansas City Chiefs are leaving. If they're thinking about leaving. Because that's something that we need to find out. And we need to know. Because if it's true, it looks pretty bad. Because I don't know. I haven't been keeping up with the cancer. Because I get the local news. I get the local news on my phone and stuff. The app. I have a lot of their stuff. And so. And I do want to check it out. What's going on and stuff. In the local news, I want to check what's going on about with the Kansas City Chiefs. That's something that's really been needing to know and stuff. But also, I want to tell you something right now. Listen, I'm not advocating this. If you are into looking to get into stocks and stuff, there's a, I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people have been using Robinhood stock company. Robinhood stock is pretty good. A lot of other, there's another one. Robinhood's been really good. A lot of people have said, oh, I love Robinhood. Well, they had that problem when the GameStop was on there and they were, the way a lot of people were, where accounts were frozen. And Robinhood had issue with a couple of people. One young man, he ended up committing suicide over that. And my condolences go out to the family on that one right there, because that right there shouldn't have never happened. Really shouldn't have never happened on that one. But it did. And my condolences to that family and everything. I hope they get justice for what happened. Because all of a sudden, Robinhood finally says, oh no, we fixed it. But the kid realized that he owed that much money. See, this is right now. Now, let me explain something that y'all need to understand something about what's going on. Is that a lot of these young kids right now, these millennial Gen Zs or whatever, these newer generation, they're more emotional. And the emotionals that they are is that a lot of these young kids have problems that they need to be fixed. Yes, they need help. So I'm going to tell you like this. If you feel like life is beating you down and you feel like you need to talk to someone, you need to talk to someone. Let me tell you something that I will tell you what I recommend. And I recommend this to anyone. You work at a job, right? There's a particular coworker that you like. When I say you like, I mean, y'all get along, great rapport. You and this coworker has a great rapport. Y'all sitting, y'all talk about everything. And y'all do things together. You can consider that person like a good friend or something. Someone you can talk into. Confide in that person. Tell them, hey, you know what, man? Some of these days, man, I'm having a bad day today, man. Man, today is not my day. Talk to someone. I don't care if it's your boss. I don't care if it's one of your coworkers. Just let people know. Let people around you know how you feel. I mean, don't sit there and tell them that, you know what? I don't like the way you talk to me. That it hurts my feelings. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm saying is that if you feel that you are at your wit's end and you just want to talk to someone, just talk to someone. Just say, hey, I'm having a bad day. Can I vent to you? And if that person says, yeah, but don't judge me, and they say, sure, you can do that. I'm telling you right now, that's what you need to do. Do something like that. Get into the habit of venting to someone. Let them know. Just tell everybody what's going on. Ask them, say, hey, I just want to talk to you. Tell them what's going on and everything. And just say, hey, I just like to let you know how I'm feeling and stuff. You know, sometimes people are, that right there will make you feel a whole lot better. Now I'm going to go check right now. I'm looking up right now. Yeah, is Kansas City Chiefs? Nope, no. I'm asking, is Kansas City Chiefs? It says right here, will the Chiefs move to Kansas? Efforts to lure the team underway after a failed Jackson County. Oh, wait a minute. Let me read the story. This is from the local news. Oh, yeah. This is from the local news there, from the Kansas City Star. Will Kansas City Chiefs move to Kansas in efforts to lure the team underway after a failed Jackson County vote? Whoa. Ooh. Wow. So that's what happened. So they really are serious. Ooh. Well, it says right here. It says Dallas mayor hint at bringing the Chiefs to Cowboy territory after the stadium failed vote. Wow. Yeah. It says right here, there's a little to suggest that the Chiefs are even considered moving back to Dallas, as most common relocation being that they're just moved to Kansas side of the area. Their stadium lease is also doesn't expire until 2031. So it is not likely they're under the gun. Wow. The mayor of Dallas is offering the owner, Clark Hunt, a big package deal. Yes, wow. Yeah, the Kansas City Star reported that the former Kansas City House Speaker Ron Rickman is working with other parties to lure the Chiefs from the Missouri side to the Kansas side. Not bad, because Kansas can hold the Chiefs. Because out there near the Legends, they got the Speedway, they got Sporting Kansas City soccer team, and you can also look at it, they have it out there in Johnson County. They can actually hold the team in Johnson County there. The way a little ways out, like Olathe, Shawnee, you know, places out that area. Out there in Johnson County, they can hold it. Prairie Village, that area, they can hold it. So I would say, yeah, if they move to Kansas, I still will be a Chiefs fan. Because they're not leaving that area, not leaving the metro. But, I mean, hey, you want a new stadium, got to do it. Because, see, that's the problem. One city holds the key to that stadium. I would say, yeah, if they move, I still support them. You know, but they're not going to Dallas. They're not going to Dallas. I don't think they'll ever go to Dallas. Well, because they were from Dallas. Kansas City Chiefs were from Dallas. They were called the Dallas Texans. When Lamar Hunt, they were the Dallas Texans when they used to have the two different leagues. They used to have the American Football League and the National Football League. That's what they had. They had the two different leagues. And the two leagues were together. They were two separate leagues playing. Then they created one league with all the teams combined. So the American Football League was called the AFC. The National Football League was called the NFC under the National Football League Association, all under one umbrella with one person who is the chairman, you know, and all that with the commissioner who oversees both different leagues. So, a lot of people just thinking that the AFC, the NFC has always been that way. No, they were two separate football leagues. And that's why. Yeah. So, Kansas City might still be there. They'll stay there. They'll probably stay there. I don't know yet. I'm going to do some more homework. I'm going to go check out the Bleacher Report. And I will let y'all know. I might throw in a quick short podcast about that. But for now, just wanted to let you know. I had to go look it up. All right. Hey, just wanted to let y'all know what's going on. Hey, I talked a little bit about Diddy and everything. And I told you about the weather and stuff, and I told you about things that have just been happening and stuff. Y'all need what you need to know. I talk about the stock market, like Robinhood and stuff. Hey, look, I have Webull. I also have SoFi. I also have Acorn. Look, Acorn's a really good company. It's like the Acorn is like Stash. A lot of people will say, I don't know what Acorn. Acorn's like Stash. Stash takes fractional shares, gives you fractional shares of stocks. Here's a good example. Let's say I go buy something from the store. The change rounds up and it puts that into an investment form and they invest it for you. And it does that for you without you even knowing it. As long as your account's active and good and you link it, it'll just keep doing that for you. It'll invest in stocks for you and without you knowing it. And you can be like, oh, okay. If you're like, you got stock? Yeah, I do. I have it on Acorn. And my stocks are on Acorn. That's a great app to have. Something that you can really invest in and you don't even know it. Just download Acorn. It's not sponsoring this podcast, but I recommend it because it's a fractional share kind of thing. Download it. It'll help you set it up and start using it and just leave it. And every time you shop, it takes fractional roundup money so that you can start doing things. Hey, this is your one and only J.R. Bell, your hood professor. giving you the news in review. Want to tell each and every one of y'all, thank y'all for rocking with me. I wanted to let y'all know what's going on in sports as well as what's going on with Diddy. You know, it looks bad for him, but he hasn't been found guilty yet. But just like you like to know, somber note, want to say, hey, this week, Louis Gossett Jr., one of the great actors, he died. Want to say to his family and everything, we want to say we grieve with you. We'll keep you in prayer. Keep y'all families in prayer. To Louis Gossett Jr. and his whole family, we'll keep you in prayer. And everyone else that lost someone this week, I want to keep y'all in prayer. All right? I'm out of here because I got to go and take care of some business. I got to go start looking up some stuff. So I'll catch you in the next round.
Thanks for tuning in to I Got Your Six podcast. News and review. Remember, we've always got your six when it comes to keeping you informed and engaged. Be sure to subscribe for more insightful discussions and join us next time as we continue to navigate the ever-changing landscape of current events. Until then, stay informed, stay engaged, and remember, we've got your six